Welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Podcast, powered by HireEasy and the Outbound Recruiting Academy. I'm so excited for our special guest, Benjamin Sullivan. He brings over 14 years of sourcing expertise. He currently is the director of sourcing at Objective Paradigm. With a passion for sourcing and a keen eye for talent, Ben has been instrumental in building and managing the sourcing team over there. But Ben's expertise doesn't stop there. He's a seasoned veteran in training sourcers and recruiters on the latest sourcing tools, techniques within the field. He is a three-time SourceCon hackathon champion, and he is so excited to share his experience throughout the years to help other recruiters and sourcers dive into the hackathon and see if they can compete with the best sourcers in the world. So without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Ben.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
The first question we always ask, how did you get into the world of recruiting, sourcing, and what makes you one of the best sourcers in the world?
Well, I don't know if I'd say one of the best, but I'll take it. All right. So it's an interesting story, right? I think I, like a lot of people, kind of fell into this world. I went to college. I was a history major. I graduated. I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my career. And I think a lot of people, you know, graduating with a liberal arts major, it isn't super clear, you know, what the next path is. My first job out of school was, I was an office temp. I did a lot of filing and transcribing and stuff like that. I left that job to look for something else. And actually, Objective Paradigm found me, I believe, on monster.com, found my resume. They were looking to, at that time, hire their first sourcer. And I think, you know, that liberal arts background, the research, the attention to detail, the writing, all those kind of skills that apply well to sourcing. And, you know, that ended up working out for me.
Bring us up to speed of currently what you're doing right now. You're the director of sourcing. How has sourcing changed throughout the last couple of years?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like I said, I was the first sourcer we hired. I think we were lucky enough to be a little bit early in the game, at least on the agency side of building out a sourcing function. Like I think on the corporate side, it was already starting to happen. We were, you know, starting to do it. And over time, I've been lucky enough to be able to build out that team. So I manage our team sourcers, and then I'm also very involved in on the operational side, with all of our tools and technology and training and all that fun stuff. And sourcing over the time that I've been in this career has really grown as a career path. And I think SourceCon's been a big part of that. It used to be sourcer was sort of like a junior recruiter, right? You start as a sourcer, sourcing, you see like, okay, sourcing is one part of the recruiting function and you can do the sourcing. Great. You're going to become a recruiter. If not, you're out. And it's really grown into its own function, its own career path. And part of that has been the embrace of technology and sourcing and becoming more and more like technology. So whether it's through use of, you know, recently AI, web scraping or scripting, or just being able to stay on top of all the tools and technology out there. And when you have really good sourcers and really good recruiters who are focused on their part of the process working together, that can be really powerful.
You hit on technology and how it's reshaped how we approach recruiting and sourcing from AI-driven applicant tracking systems, social media sourcing, scraping. What are some of the most exciting technology advancements that has really shaped this sourcing function within TA?
In the time I've been in sourcing, a couple of them have been just the explosion of data and the explosion of places to source people, right? So, you know, LinkedIn obviously was big, and now it's like everybody's, okay, what's going to be the next LinkedIn? Where's the next place to find people? It's whether it's, you know, talent aggregators like Seekout or HireEasy or whatever, pulling in this data from where people, you know, not everybody's on LinkedIn, right? There's lots of good candidates that are on LinkedIn, but they are putting, not everybody, but almost everybody is putting out some sort of information about themselves out there, whether it's on Twitter or blogs or GitHub or wherever. How can I pull in that information? So that's been super exciting to see the growth of that. Obviously AI on the newer end. And then the other one would be the ways we have of communicating with candidates, right? It used to be, okay, I'm going to pick up the phone and call a candidate or send them an email or maybe a LinkedIn email. But now you've got obviously so much social media, Discord, Telegraph, Signal, all kinds of ways that people are communicating.
You teach people how to find those different profiles and in different avenues and communicating with the candidates that they really want to target. One of those ways is going to a SourceCon event and teaching individuals the basics of sourcing, but also more on an advanced scale. Walk me through your partnership with SourceCon and what you're going to be continuing to teach in the upcoming event in April.
Yeah, so I first went to SourceCon, I believe in 2016. I have gone to, I think, every event since then, or certainly every in-person event. There may have been one virtual one that I missed. And SourceCon is amazing. I still remember the first time I went, and it's sort of like this thing opening. Oh, I thought sourcing was just kind of this thing that I did at this company that I'm at, but no, it's this whole world. It's just incredible and inspiring to see all these other people doing the same thing you're doing and be able to talk shop about techniques, about frustrations, and learn from everybody, right? Everybody does sourcing differently. Everybody approaches sourcing a little bit differently, and be able to see other people's processes, other people's tool stacks is really great. And so one of my favorite parts of SourceCon is the hackathon. Those who don't know, the SourceCon hackathon usually takes place at the end of the first day of SourceCon, and it's a internet research challenge competition. It's a great way to unwind after a full conference day, connect with the other people there, to get a little bit competitive. I think a lot of the best sourcers are competitive and want to show off their skills of finding information maybe other people can't find. So I've competed in a bunch of the hackathons. And one thing I want to say too is the first couple I did, I was terrible. And so I don't want people to be discouraged. Like, it takes time to learn the format of these things. It takes time to get confident. The first one I did, I don't know if I got a single question right. The second one I did, maybe I got one. But eventually I kind of learned how to approach these things with a research mindset. I increased my confidence, and then I won three of them. And typically after you win three, they kind of politely ask you maybe not to compete anymore. And then I was able to get involved with helping write the questions and run the hackathon SourceCon.
If someone goes and it's their first SourceCon event, how do they prepare? How do they overcome the fear of getting involved? There's a lot of hesitancy of trying because the fear of failure. What would you tell them and that group of people to get them involved for their first hackathon?
I think the biggest thing is just to look at it as a learning experience, right? I think as sourcers, the more information we can intake, the better, right? Job description, talking to a hiring manager, doing our own research, whatever you're approaching, the more information, the better. Same thing here. You're going to, whether or not you make it past how many questions or not, you're going to gain information by doing it, by watching other people do it. So I think if you approach it as an information gathering exercise, you can remove some of that pressure that you might be putting on yourself. And like I said, it can take a couple times to get the hang of it, but we've also had people win on their first time.
For the listeners that are new to this type of competition, walk us through what are they going to expect when they participate?
Yeah, so it's everybody gets together in the same room. You want to bring your laptop because you're going to be competing online. And the competition starts, we'll reveal the URL where everyone can go to play the competition. There's typically between 10 and 28 questions. And these are internet research challenges. We try to put them in order from easiest to hardest, but everybody's going to be different in how they approach source. Everybody's going to be different in how their mind works on these questions. So sometimes people will get stuck on ones early. And one thing I would say is don't get discouraged if you get stuck early, because other people might get stuck on ones later. I've been in ones where I get stuck for half an hour on the second question. I finally get it and then I can breeze through the rest. And so don't get discouraged if you get stuck early. Each question can be solved without any paid tools, right? Because everybody has a different tool stack. So you can solve it using, free tools that are out there. And it's all about finding hard to find information. A lot of times we might construct questions that have multiple steps. So you need to find this person on LinkedIn and then find their Twitter account, and from their Twitter you can find their GitHub, and then from that you can find their email. So it sort of forces people to take these different steps to find some piece of information, right? An email, a name of a company, name of a person that might not be immediately obvious to find.
You've won three of these things. Looking back in all three scenarios, what was different between all three competitions that you did win?
Every one of them is different. One of the ones I won was online during COVID. So that was certainly a different experience. And I'm glad we're back in person, because one of my favorite parts of the hackathon is having everyone in the same room and being able to sort of get that sense of competition. When you're just doing it behind the screen, just in your own room, it's still fun. It's still exciting, but it's a little bit of a different experience.
Going through an exercise like this, what is a real life application that people can take away from this experience to apply it to their everyday recruiting and sourcing?
It's a great question, and that's super important, because sometimes it's hard to make that connection at first between some of the questions. Oh, this doesn't have anything to do with recruiting or sourcing. And sometimes they do, right? We all know the value of being able to find a candidate's email address, a candidate's phone number, right? You find a perfect candidate on LinkedIn, email them. They're not getting back, but this is somebody you want to talk to. Can you find these additional ways to get in touch with them? So that's sort of the more direct connection between some of the questions and sourcing. Sometimes it's a little bit more indirect. It's about that research mindset. It's about figuring out on the fly, how do I approach this problem? How do I figure out how to do this, even if I don't know? And one of the things I see sometimes is there's like a competence thing, which I think applies to hackathon and to sourcing, to be able to hit that road. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to find this person. Having the mindset of being able to get over that. Something I see a lot of times is people will hit a question and be like, I don't know how to do this. But sometimes you go to Google or now ChatGPT and type in, how do I do X? It's going to give you an answer. It's going to get you over that hump and get you to the next place, which is, I don't know how to do this. I got to move on. Another thing that's really interesting is sometimes more experienced sourcers can overthink a problem. So there's been questions we've done at hackathons where there are sort of advanced methods that you might be tempted to use that won't get you the answer, where a simpler method is going to get you to the answer.
Awesome. How does events like SourceCon and participating in hackathons contribute to one's professional development and staying ahead of the curve within this recruiting industry?
Yeah. So one of the great things about SourceCon is learning sort of what the next generation of those tools is going to be, whether it's talking about AI or whether it's, and that's both in the presentations and just talking to people at the conference, right? And talking about, what tools are you using, what extensions are you using, what AI tools are you using. And that can be a great way to choose things, make sure you're on top of what's next. And also it can it can give you some confidence that you're on the right track. Right? Yeah, talking to people. Yeah, we're all doing kind of similar things, so maybe not missing out on anything, but what's next?
Awesome. Can you share a memorable moment or lesson you've learned from your SourceCon hackathon experience or just your SourceCon experience in general of how it's influenced your approach to talent sourcing and recruiting?
Yeah, so one that comes to mind is this is actually from the online hackathons that I competed in over COVID. And there was a question that had reference to picture. Like, look at this picture, and there was a question related to the picture, but the picture didn't load. Like, there was an error in the code of the hackathon for whatever reason. When I got to that question, the picture wasn't loading. And I sat with that for a second. I was like, well, refresh, you know, maybe it'll get fixed. And then I tried to figure out what to do. And at first I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to reach out on LinkedIn to the people running the hackathon to see if they can. And eventually I was like, why don't I just try to solve it without the picture? Maybe there's enough information in the text to get there. And there actually was. And that made me really think about, like, a lot of times we don't have all the information we need, whether it's, you know, missing information about a candidate, missing information about a job rep, but there's a lot you can get done with what you do have if you just take a second and think about, okay, what can I accomplish with the information I do have? And that's always stuck with me.
There's, you know, all ranges of experiences and expertise of individuals that go to a SourceCon event. What advice would you offer to individuals who are just starting their career in the recruiting field?
I think just try to take in as much information as you can and talk to as many people as you can. Network, which for some of us is harder than for others. But when you're watching the presentations, and everybody's super friendly, right? So if you're watching the presentation, you have a question, go find that person at lunch later and ask them that question. And that's the way you start to build those relationships and build those networks that are going to be useful to you in the future. And the other thing I would say is there are, I think, some things you can think about if you are interested in the hackathon, like to prepare for that. And that's studying your Google operators, right? A lot of these questions can be solved just with a good Google search and studying the basic Boolean, but also some of the special Google operators like site or file type, that kind of thing. I think another thing that can be really useful is try giving yourself some restrictions on the sourcing. You practice out, okay, you know, on Friday, I'm not going to use LinkedIn. I'm going to try to accomplish my sourcing, but not use whatever tool is the tool that I use the most. Another one can be going and playing past hackathons. So on the SourceCon site, you can go and play the past hackathons for past SourceCons, and that's a great way to practice for upcoming ones.
For recruiters who have been in the industry for quite some time, what insights or guidance would you provide to help them continue to excel and advance in their careers as technology and recruiting changes like rapid fire?
Yeah, so I think, you know, besides the obvious, right, of keeping up with what's going on with AI and everything, I think I'd reference, so what I was talking about before is, like, don't overthink it. And if you've been in this industry for a long time, you accumulated all these preconceived notions or tools or techniques that you're going to use, and sometimes something simpler or something that's less advanced is going to get you to what you're looking for faster. And then also to be thinking about what you can learn from the newer folks, right? There's people coming in with fresh eyes and fresh techniques that can be useful for everyone.
If you could travel back in time and give one piece of advice to your younger self going to your first SourceCon event, what would you tell yourself?
I think I would say be more extroverted. Network more, talk to more people, and just talk to people as much as possible.
Awesome. In the dynamic world of recruiting right now in 2024, what qualities and skills do you believe are essential for sourcers to be at their top of their game?
I think beyond just knowing how to use certain tools is being able to figure out and learn tools quickly, right? So I don't really care what experience with this tool, experience with that tool. Can you have a tool put in front of you and figure out how to dig in and start clicking around and figure out, okay, if I go to this menu, this happens. That's, I think, a really important skill.
An event like SourceCon has made a career impact on you, and it's because of the individuals and the people surrounding this recruiting and sourcing community. Throughout your career, who is that one person or a couple people that come to mind who have significantly influenced your career in the sourcing?
And there's a couple. I think Steve Levy has been a big one. He's great. Sarah Goldberg, who used to work for me, and we went to our first SourceCon together. It's been awesome seeing her grow in the space. Susanna Fraser is amazing.
Throughout your career, you've likely encountered various leadership styles. You're a leader yourself, leading the next generation of sourcers. Can you tell us about a leader that you've worked for who stood out and really shaped your leadership style that you continue to impact the next generation?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a lot of what I've learned about leadership or just business in general has been from my boss, Kevin Crumbs, our COO. When I look at how I lead my team or try to motivate people or train people, I feel like a lot of that is just what I've learned from watching him over the years.
If I had to go to the Chrome store currently right now, what is maybe one or two tools that you can't live without?
I'll give you one. The biggest one for me is multi-highlight. There's a couple different tools that do this. The one I'm using right now, I think, is just called Multi-Space Highlight. And that's one tool I can't live without. So when I'm evaluating candidate profiles, I'd like to take the job description, pull out all of my keywords, put them into multi-highlight. When you're looking at a LinkedIn profile or any profile online, it's going to highlight those and not just highlight them you know, one color is going to highlight each word a different color. And it really helps me visually look at a profile and start to analyze which terms are appearing, how often are they appearing, where on the profile are they appearing. And the thing that's really powerful for me there is it's not just the terms that I'm including in my search, but it's all the terms, right? So I may have 20, 30 keywords from the job description. I'm building a Boolean search with 5 or 8 of those, but I still want to see all of them highlighted on my results. That's super important to me.
What is one thing that recruiting insourcers need in 2024 that is a struggle or an area of opportunity within this field?
I think one thing is being a good writer. Because you can, anyone can go on LinkedIn and find a bunch of good candidate profiles, but it's, can you get them to respond to you, right? When you're sending these people emails or you're sending these people emails, you really have to think about it from a writing perspective, from a marketing perspective. How am I crafting my subject line? How am I crafting the beginning of my message, the middle of my message, the end of my message? What's the length of my message? Picking your words carefully. Am I using images? Am I using emojis? You really gotta be good at it if you want to get people to respond to you.
What is your best go-to interview question that has proven effective in assessing candidates?
Something that I like to ask, going back to the thing about learning tools, is tell me about your learning style, right? Very specifically, like if I put something in front of you that's new to you, are you just going to try to figure it out? Are you going to come back to me and ask for help? Are you going to find the manual? Are you going to go look for YouTube videos? Like, very specifically, tell me step-by-step how you approach a new tool, a new problem. And similar to that, I like to ask people about how they keep themselves organized, right? That's super important. Sourcing, we have all these different things going on. And so I ask people, like, very specifically, like, are you a calendar person? Is it in your phone? Is it in your head? Are you writing it down physically, pen and paper, post-its? Like, how do you keep yourself organized?
Right now, the recruiting landscape has the community that is looking for that next opportunity. What advice would you give to those individuals that are searching for their next role?
I think one thing I would say is to not be intimidated or scared of AI, but to understand that it is going to change things, right? I don't think it's going to take all of our jobs. I don't think it's going to destroy the industry, right? But I think the people who understand how and when to use it the best are going to have a leg up. And I think just understanding how to write good prompts is really important. And the way I kind of think of it is almost like, how can I trick the AI into writing when I wanted to? Like, instead of just saying, you know, write me an outreach message for a candidate, you know, pretend you are a supercomputer that has analyzed every recruiting message ever sent and is going to write the perfect recruiting message. Like, that's kind of an extreme example, but thinking in sort of those ways of trying to prompt the AI to do something better than just what it might do, which is right now not great, right? It could be a good start. It could be a good first draft. If your brain is stuck and I don't know how to start this message, have the AI write you one, and then you're going to have to edit it and you're going to have to make it in your own voice. But there are ways to get creative with that prompting to get you a little bit further along.
The last question, can you reflect on the proudest accomplishment you've had so far in your recruiting career?
I think that it's seeing people that I've hired build their careers in sourcing. We do a lot of hiring, you know, of entry-level folks who are out of school, and train them how to source, and seeing the people who've gone on to really be able to turn that into a career for themselves, speak at SourceCon and have success, that's been super satisfying.
And for the listeners, when is the next SourceCon? When are the dates? Where is it at? And how do people get involved?
Yeah, so the next conference is April 9th and 10th, taking place in Orlando. You can go to SourceCon.com and click on conferences and get all the information, buy tickets, get the hotel reservations, see the agenda, see what all the talks are happening, see what the hackathon's happening, so everything is there.
Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
I think we covered a lot. I think I would just reiterate, I encourage everybody who's attending SourceCon to do the hackathon. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry if you don't get past the first question. And just keep trying, right? Like, again, like if you get stuck on a really question, you have to have that confidence. You have to have the belief. I'm just going to keep trying this and see if I can get past it, because probably will.
Awesome. Well, as we wrap up, it's clear that events like SourceCon and the thrill of hackathons play a vital role in driving innovation and collaboration with the recruitment community. Benjamin's passion for sourcing and his dedication to pushing the boundaries of what's possible serve as a reminder the endless opportunities for growth and advancement in this dynamic field. We extend our sincere thanks to Benjamin for sharing his time, wisdom, and experiences with us today. And be sure to stay tuned for more insightful conversations on the Speakeasy podcast, powered by HireEasy. Until next time, keep sourcing, keep innovating, and keep speaking easy. Thanks again.